Let us pray for ourselves, the church around the world, and for all people according to their various needs. God said, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield." Let us pray for everyone who faces this day in fear. We join our prayers with everyone imprisoned unjustly, terrorized in lawless areas on earth, or trapped in painful illnesses. Gracious God, strengthen the faith they have, or open their hearts to receive Jesus. Give them courage to act where it is wise and to know your peace and protection amid unchanging situations and circumstances. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, our hope is in you. Jesus said, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on." Let us pray for all people who do not have adequate food, clothing, or shelter. Guide governments, expand relief agencies, O God, and inspire caring individuals of our communities, nation, and world so they may be your instruments to provide what their citizens and neighbors need for life. Through their actions, provide relief and calm the anxiety of the poor, dispossessed, and lonely. Grant that they give you the glory. Today we especially pray for Kai, Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Courtney, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Gary and Katie, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabriel, Nicole, Libby, Terry, Larry, Cole, David, Daryl and Janine, Kyla, Dave, Derek, those mourning the loss of loved ones, the Leach family with the loss of Gary, the Munster family with the death of Monty, and Donna with the loss of her husband, Tom. Meet each of their needs as fits your gracious plans for them. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, our hope is in you. Jesus asserted, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Let us pray for the church here and around the world. Grant us growth in faith and numbers, Lord Jesus, as we gather to hear your word and to love the people around us. Wherever the church is found on earth, raise up leaders to proclaim the gospel and faithful people to exhibit their faith in your promises and the inheritance you have promised. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, our hope is in you. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort the Sheely family as they mourn the recent loss of Harold, a husband, father, and grandfather. Comfort all of us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, our hope is in you.
These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.